Yaret's shipyards had already built all manner of fishing boats and coastal trading vessels, but driven by free trade with the Americas, our town's shipyards really took off. For some 60 years, they were the motor powering Yaret's development, turning out almost 150 tall sailing ships. Our shipyards were a very simple affair. Four wooden poles holding up a tarpaulin and a shack for storing tools. As you can see, the ships were built right on the sand of the beach. Polakas, schooners, brigs, frigates, corvettes, built by hand, using the manpower of all those who were able, filling the beach with a hive of activity. With an axe in hand, the shipwright would give shape to the wood, transforming it into a ship. Under his orders, carpenters, sawyers, shipsmiths, caulkers, sailmakers, and apprentices all worked together. Tradesmen who, like musicians in an orchestra, played their part of the music to the rhythm established by the conductor. As a silent witness to these shipyards, allow me to introduce you to Maria Pares. Maria was the daughter of Captain Silvestre Pares, the captain of one of the largest ships ever built in Yaret, the White Dawn. Captain Pares decided that his ship's figurehead should be the image of his daughter, who had died at just 17 years of age. In that way, Maria could accompany him on his voyages. But let's not stop here, visitor. Come with me. Yaret's American adventure had only just begun.